Who are the starting pitchers in those three?
We had Latham on the mound game one. He had been sick all week, missed practice except for Thursday, and it showed. He just didn't have the energy that he normally has, and struggled finding the strike zone, and that's a challenge when you're starting pitcher. We had to take him out earlier than we'd hoped to. It's just sometimes the things go that way. I mean, he's a good pitcher, great leader on the team, and he just kind of struggled with the command a little bit, and I think it's just all he was sick all week until Thursday. So, and we were up against a really good pitcher, senior from Ketchikan, pitched a two hitter against us, and he was just dialed in. His breaking ball was tough, and it made his fastball look really fast, and he threw hard anyway. So, just a good pitcher. So it was a challenge. We talked after the game, and I think everybody was disappointed in our effort. We weren't as disappointed losing. It's a good team. It was going to be a challenge to beat them no matter what. But I think all of us, when we looked at each other and then looked in the mirror, we all said we could have brought a little more energy to the game. So that was our challenge for the next day, was to bring the energy. And I thought they did. Ketchikan jumped out. Jack Engel was pitching. And he had a much better start this week than the week before, and only gave up 3 earned runs of the 6 that were scored on him. We had some errors behind him that hurt us, but they brought energy. We got down early. We got into the 5th inning, and it was going to be a mercy rule game. And so the tactic I took was just saying, listen, guys, this is the 7th inning. You're down 3-0. We needed 3 runs to be able to go to the next inning. And they put on 5. And it started with a little Jack had a little bloop single to right field, just kind of Texas leaguer right over top of the second baseman, dropped in. Andrew Cole followed it up with a little ball that just kind of got between the third baseman and the shortstop. And next thing you know, we're in a rally. So, you know, the two guys that hit home runs the week before combined for maybe 200 feet of hits in that at those two at bats. But it got what we needed to have for us to be successful. So we made it through that inning, and then the next inning we kept it so we kept them from scoring, so that we could go to the 7th inning, which was a step for us, just because the day before they'd shut us down. And we were up against another good pitcher. The guy could just hurl the ball. But that was a good game for us. I think we ended up with 7 or 8 hits. Errors really hurt us. So we need to reduce those. Jack was 3-for-4 that game, led the team with that. We had hit production from Kieran Cabral, Latham Johnson, Jack, Andrew Cole, Kyle Biggers, and Owen Anderson. Owen had a really nice double for us, and that's nice to see his bat coming around. He bats in the eighth spot for us, so if we can get production from him, that's going to be really big key for us going down the stretch here, because we're getting production from other guys. Gage Masson was on twice with 2 walks, scored a run.
Saturday afternoon, who pitched for you?
We actually started Hunter Kahn. We hadn't started him this year. We wanted to see how that would go, and he struggled, but we got some good reps for him, and I think he's a sophomore. It's going to be key for us to have him down the stretch in the next 2 series, plus if we get qualified for state, having that arm. Normally Kieran Cabral starts, but we just thought we'd see what would happen in that situation. So he pitched, and then we had Kyle Biggers came in. Kyle pitched, I think, he pitched all 3 games, some pitches for us. Gage Masson pitched, I think he pitched all 3 games too, if I'm not mistaken. Yep, did a really nice job for us. And then Kieran came in and pitched 2 innings. Gage came in and faced 1 batter, and I looked at my assistant coaches, and I said, what we need is just a quick out. And one of my assistant coaches said, how about just a 1 pitch and a pop-up? And I said, okay, I'll take that. And sure enough, it was 1 pitch pop-up to the first baseman, and then we were out of the inning, which was nice. But that was another game. I felt like we had some errors. I think we had a couple errors. We let too many guys on with walks. We had 8 walks, and we just need to reduce that. Only were able to come up with 3 hits. We had hits from Latham Johnson, Jack Engel, and Andrew Cole. Jack had a double, and Andrew and Latham both had singles. And we had I think we had one runner get on a walk, so we didn't have a lot of base runners that game. So that was kind of the tale of 2 weeks. We had tons of base runners and tons of hits last week, and then Ketchikan just kept us from getting on base. And